producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome and thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the man himself when it comes to classic cars. He's a collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. Mr. Phil Skinner is standing by live from his palatial estate in California. So that means if you got an old vehicle, a classic vehicle, rare vehicle, antique vehicle, want a free estimate of value, we're a phone call away at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Held over from a previous hour of the broadcast is Pam Oates, who is a ASC certified mechanic. Up until recently had her own repair shop in Fort Myers, Florida, Pam's Motor City, but she has retired and moved on to other things, and automobiles are in her blood, and she has been surrounded by automobiles since the time she was a little girl. And how many years? Remind me. I know, was it your grandfather was a mechanic? Was your great grandfather a mechanic as well?
Yes, my great grandfather. He started at Hutmobile in the 20s, and my grandfather, my dad, and myself.
Wow, amazing. That is fantastic. And, of course, before the break, we were talking a little bit about a very cool invention that you came up with for folks with dexterity problems. And it's a simple one. It helps tighten your gas cap, which is very, very important with today's sophisticated engines. A loose gas cap can set off lots of trouble for your vehicle and cost you money. And, Pam, you were saying that just people coming into your shop were complaining, and so a few years back you invented this. Tell us a little bit more about the gas grip, and more importantly, tell our listeners around North America and around the world where they can purchase this.
Thank you. I invented this device. And it's very compact. It actually can fit in where your gas cap is located on your car. And it's easy to manipulate. And it's very stout. I drove the 12,000-pound shop truck over it, and it didn't even face it. So this is great. I like that. Of course, it's made in USA. I love things made in USA. And you can get it at gascapgrip.com. Thank you.
Well, that's nice and simple, gascapgrip.com. And, of course, your main website, why don't you reiterate that as well?
Oh, it's carcare4clueless.com.
Wonderful. Well, Pam, I want to thank you so much for your time here today. And hopefully if you get there in Detroit during press days, definitely I will be set up in the lobby there at Cobo doing my thing in my usual place for the last 20 years or so. So we'd love to have an opportunity to do an interview live and in person. But if you don't make it during press days, I certainly hope you do make it to the show while it's open. And certainly we look forward to having you back on Auto World many times throughout 2016.
Thank you, Bob. And healthy and prosperous 2016 to everyone out there.
Thank you so much, Pam. And now we move from Pam Oates. She is one of the best mechanics out there, along with our good pal Mark Evans. They're our go-to folks when it comes to automotive repair, and the go-to guy when it comes to classic cars and auctions is Phil Skidder, who is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, who joins us live from California right now. Happy New Year, Phil. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. We're doing great here in beautiful, sunny California.
Wonderful. Before we talk a little bit of what's going to be happening during the month of January, because this is a hot time of the year for collector cars, let's take a look back at 2015. You no doubt put a lot of miles on your frequent flyer accounts and a lot of road miles as well. During the course of 2015, if you had to guess, how many days, how many weekends, how much time were you away from home?
Well, this year we just we're getting ready to start doing our taxes, and for 2015, 193 days out of the year, which is over half, we were on the road, shall we say, and I think we did 26 states this year, different things, plus several countries in Europe.
I know, of course, that going to Sweden is one of your favorite events each and every year. When you look back at 2015, what were some of the events that really got you excited for maybe being a little bit different, or maybe it was one of your regular stops, but they had some particularly spectacular vehicles? What were some of the highlights for 2015 for you, Phil?
Well, I hate to say this, every year when I go to the Power Big Meet in Västerås, Sweden, that is my ultimate favorite automotive event. This year, close to 15,000 cars on the field for Friday and Saturday. It's a three-day event. Thursday had probably around 9,000 cars. Most of them are American cars. The vehicles I see over there, I don't find over here. So many great American cars that people here just didn't feel, I don't want to pay that much money for it. It was commonplace. Well, they're gone. They're over in Sweden now. Those people stepped up. They paid for them. They do beautiful restorations over there. And the neat thing about it is this year at Power Big Meet, I was the guest MC for one day. We had registrations from over 43 different countries, including the United States. Several cars have been shipped from the U.S. to Sweden. Every major European country and minor ones like Estonia, Lithuania, and even a large contingency coming over from Russia of American cars that were maybe an embassy service or had been brought in recent years since the Glasnost. So that still continues to be my absolute favorite automotive event. But then I've done some great auctions. Auctions are always fun. The last auction I do every year is the Raleigh Classic, put on by Michael Leith in Raleigh, North Carolina. The cars, spectacular vehicles there. And, you know, I work for Kelley Blue Book. I'm out trying to get market resources. And going to a sale like that, which has such a great variety of low-mileage cars, that to me is just a lot of fun. But everything from Dana Meekham's colossal Kissimmee sale coming up in a couple of weeks. We will be there. Just this coming weekend, while you're heading off to Cobo Hall and the Detroit Auto Show, you've got right down the road in Fort Lauderdale, the great sale down there that Dave Rupp puts on. The same weekend, Dana Meekham in Mid-America Auctions is doing their motorcycle sale in Las Vegas. Bonhams is doing a motorcycle sale in Las Vegas. One of the most interesting things about this year coming up is that all of the Arizona auctions have been put back 2 weeks, and this is to accommodate a some type of a football playoff, and that the city of Arizona or state of Arizona, Scottsdale, Phoenix, felt that it was probably better if the auctions moved back 2 weeks just for traffic and crowd control because of the huge amount of people that come in.
We'll put it in neutral and we'll collect a few calls here, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. More with Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, is straight ahead, so don't go away.
On the road again, I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving? Tell that there.
Have you seen Jay Leno's television show? It's Wednesday nights on CNBC, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. I assume it's probably 10 o'clock Pacific Time as well. I have been taping it. I spoke with Jay a month or so ago, and he's going to come on the broadcast to talk a little bit about it. And just curious to get your take. What are your thoughts about Jay Leno's new show, Jay Leno's Garage on CNBC? Telephone 855-660-4261. If you have a classic car question, an auction question, want a free estimate of value, got a rare car, an unusual car, want to tell us a car story, we would love to hear it. Phil Skinner, one of our favorite guys, is with us. Collector car and market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and he's been recapping 2015 and sharing with us some of his favorite travels, including his favorite jaunt over to Sweden every year. And this past year, he acted as MC for one of the days. That must have been quite a thrill, Phil. There's no question about that. And certainly when you look at the hobby as a whole, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but certainly this was, it seems like a very, very healthy year for classic car sales across the board. And in speaking with a number of representatives from auction companies, especially companies like Mecum and Auctions America, lots of first-timers, which is great for the hobby. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about the dollar figures for 2015 and about the fact that we may be getting some new folks into the hobby.
Well, this year, according to what I've been able to put together for 2015, there was over $1.4 billion in collector car sales crossing the auction blocks. Some of them, just about every auction company posted a little bit of a gain. One company that did have a bit of a pullback this year was Bonhams, and that's only because they did an absolutely spectacular 2014. They had several sales of cars in the multi-million dollar range. RM Auctions, I believe they did about $540 million in sales. I should say RM Sotheby's. If you also looked at other companies, Mecum, they actually pulled back a couple of auctions this year. Again, 2014, they just loaded up with auctions. In December, they did a big sale in Kansas City, Missouri, and a weekend later, they did their first sale in Austin, Texas. And I have a lot of friends who work on the staff. We've had John Kramen on a number of times, and he said it was just a logistical nightmare because as soon as the last car was across the block in Kansas City, it was tear down that set, start sending everything, all their team and everything. I say, hey, still had to have the office crew there to wrap up the sales, but the striking the set, getting it packed, getting it to Florida. Oh, and it was snowing when they left Kansas City. It was kind of a blizzard. Getting to Florida, getting that thing all set up, and they had like 3 days to do all of this. It was just a rush. So this year, that was one of the sales that Mecum pulled that sale, the Kansas City December sale out. He's still learning. He's the biggest ape in the room, and believe me, his success is just continuing. He just knows what he's doing, has a great team behind him. Smaller companies, Lake Auctions in Oklahoma, they had an outstanding year. It's just led them to being a better year. Other smaller companies, there's a guy named Jim Cox, who I don't know if you've ever had him on the air, does two great sales a year in Branson, Missouri. Those sales are fun to go to. These smaller regional sales are where you find the better buys, the bargains. It's just there are more and more auctions coming up. Some are big, some are small. Some are trying to be big. There's a company called Motostalgia. They're new on the scene. They're out of Austin, Texas. Their next big sale, they're going to be the fifth auction to join in at Amelia Island. They just announced yesterday they're doing a sale in conjunction with the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. They're getting some spectacular cars for that sale despite the competition of the established sales. RM Auctions, RM Sotheby's again, is the official auction for Amelia Island, but Gooding has been there for several years. Bonhams, they were there last year. They came in. There's another company called Hollywood Wheels, Mike Flynn, who's also out of Florida, Southern Florida. He'll be up there. And then now comes Motostalgia. So it's going to be another Pebble Beach pretty soon with the auctions, the crowds, and everything else. I hope the logistics work out a little bit better for the Florida venues. And Bill Warner, who's headed up Amelia Island since the beginning, he really has kind of planned for a lot of this crowd control, so it hopefully it'll be a little bit easier. I remember sitting at a lunch table with Bill Warner back in 1995 at Pebble Beach, and him telling me his great plans to run this Amelia Island Concours, and it's like, good luck, Bill, but he did it, and he did it.
Yeah, he sure did. Absolutely, no question about it. He's done a wonderful job, and many people consider this, no question, the Pebble Beach of the East. Some people prefer it for a variety of reasons, logistically, over the Grand Poupon out there on the Monterey Peninsula, the week-long series of events. But interesting that more and more auction companies are getting involved on that front. Let's talk a little bit about Barrett Jackson. Certainly Barrett Jackson was one of the first companies, the first company to kind of take their extravaganza to the television airwaves. They've been followed by Mecum and many others in streaming and other capacities. But Barrett Jackson pulled out of Reno this year, and I never did get the scoop on that. What happened with that for 2015?
Reno really wasn't a fit for Barrett Jackson. There's a lot of cars there, a lot of people. But people who come to Reno aren't exactly the car-buying crowd. And I think Barrett Jackson, the main reason they went in there, they tried to see if it would work. I think they went in there to keep some type of perpetuality going. They signed in for 3 years. They honored their commitment. I happen to know that they didn't even break even this last year, which is very unusual for Craig Jackson to not do. And plus they have other venues that they're going for. In fact, they're coming up to New England. They've said, okay, well, we're not going to make it, we're not going to come back to Reno, but we're establishing a new sale, and we think this is going to be good. And people I've talked to said New England needs a major collector car sale. A lot of collectors up there, a lot of money. I happen to feel that that is probably one of the wisest moves I've ever seen, and we wish them a lot of luck. I've known Craig for well over 20 years, 25 years. In 1995, September 95, his brother passed away 20 years ago. Kind of diagnosed with cancer and passed away within a month. And the auction was being put together, dumped in Craig's lap, and he's done miracles with it.
He certainly has. Why don't we continue to talk a little bit about the Craig Jackson story? And I'm really curious, being a New Englander, where they're looking at doing that event. And again, if you have a question, we've got a telephone number, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Phil Skinner is with us, Collector Car and Market Editor for the Kelley Blue Book. We're looking back at 2015. Going to be looking ahead for classic cars, the collector car hobby, auctions in general for 2016. But before the bottom of the hour, heartbreak, we were discussing Craig Jackson and what started as a tragedy in the life of Craig Jackson, the death of his brother. As Phil said, he got diagnosed with cancer and only lived about a month, and Craig was thrown into this and has done a remarkable job in the last 20 or so years to grow Barry Jackson to what it is today. And that New England auction really piques my interest. Where are they looking at doing that, and do they have a timetable set for that?
I believe the date has been set for June, and it's going to be in Connecticut. I am kind of looking up right now the location and dates. But, yeah, Craig, back in 1995, his brother Brian passed away. Everybody liked Brian. Craig was like the kid who, we don't know if we like him or not. But he had a vision. I sat down and talked with him in the summer of 1996. And he was already well on the road to planning the 1997 Barrett Jackson sale. It came off a few little hitches, but he started to grow. The following year, it got a little bigger. The following year, 1999, he added the automobilia section. I'd like to take credit for helping with that. He then just grew the company, got some great people around him, brought in Steve Davis as his president, over the years had some financial backers. To today, from my understanding, Craig Jackson owns Barrett Jackson 100% outright. It's his. And he runs everything. He just has his fingers on everything. He knows what he's doing. And it's just really, the guy knows what he's doing. It's just great. And he has really built, transformed the auction from just an auction to really a lifestyle event for, shall we say, the affluent. The sale for New England in Connecticut is going to be June 23rd and 25th. It's at the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut. That's in Ucasville, Connecticut. And that'll be, like I say, June 23rd, 25th. His first attempt coming to New England, and it's going to be done with all the bravado that Barrett Jackson does.
Yeah.
The area really has been devoid of a major auction, and I really think that he is hitting an untapped market, and I wish him the best success there.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, that is a great venue. I've been there many times for music concerts. They have a lot of exhibition space. And certainly, I know the late Bert Wennerstrom, who had the Greenwich Concours, had a partnership with, many different auction companies, but in recent years it's been Bonhams. And that auction, which was a very boutique auction, well, the first week of June did extraordinarily well. But I think this is a wise move because, as you say, there are a lot of car enthusiasts in New England. There are a tremendous amount of collectors in the Connecticut and New York tri-state area, Massachusetts as well. And I think they've got something good here, Phil. I couldn't agree with you more. So we'll definitely have to keep our eye on that one. But for 2016, where's your first journey? Will it be down to Florida? Where are you headed to first?
Well, my first one is I have a little road trip. I'll be leaving on that on Tuesday. And I've been asked to go do some photography at a wrecking yard, a parts yard that specializes in vintage cars in Northern California. Looking forward to it, and not because the weather, they say, is going to be cold and wet, but, you know, for the love of chasing cars, you go where you have to go. Then right after that, we're going to be heading out to Florida in Dana Meekham's 10-day extravaganza in Kissimmee. We're only actually going to be there for 5 of the days because we have to fly back and get ready and get prepared. It will be the Arizona Onslaught. There are a total of, I believe, 6 major auctions there now: Russo & Steele, Bonhams, RM, Gooding, Mitch Silver, and, of course, Barrett Jackson. So we're looking at that being a kickoff to the auction season. For years, Barrett Jackson has been the bellwether for what the industry is going to do over the years. And last year, they had the huge, huge collection from Ron Pittman, who sold his collection, a lot of it at no reserve, saw some big, you know, record sales for Barrett Jackson, over $110 million in sales. And they're on track this year for another $100 million sale.
Absolutely amazing. We got an email question here for you, and it's a question out of Arizona, actually, and the gentleman's name is Samuel, and he says he is trying to find a rather unusual vehicle. He's trying to find a 1968 Tatra T603, and I believe that's a car from the Czech Republic. Phil, tell us a little bit about this vehicle, and the gentleman Samuel would like to know from you, Phil, advice-wise, where can he find one of these?
Oh, this is when you got to keep looking. There's actually been several Tatra plans across the auction block this year. Lake Auctions had one at their sale in Tulsa out of the Larry Claremont collection. That was a earlier T100. It sold for, I believe, $95,000, and it needed a full restoration. And I'm thinking there was one in Monterey, and I'm thinking it was R.M. Sotheby's had one. And it did, again, in excess of 150. I think it was actually closer to 200,000 with the commission. These cars aren't cheap. The 603 is a later edition. I know where there's one for sale in the San Fernando Valley, they're a very unique car. They were rear engine. They were supposed, I think, originally been air-cooled. They later additions were liquid-cooled. They were considered a luxurious car. They're very unusual styling, but actually quite comfortable to be in. So this is one where you really have to just keep combing the Internet, look at collector car magazines. One will pop up. And I believe there's even an organization that's headquartered in Prague, the Czech Republic, that follows the Tatras.
Interesting, and a very unusual vehicle, to say the least. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Here's an interesting question. This one comes from John. John is listening in Texas, and John would like to know a little bit more about auction lingo, and this is something we don't talk a whole lot about here, Phil. Maybe we should touch on a little bit more. He wants to know what the term reserve and no reserve means. He also wants to know, if he goes to one of these major auctions, does he have to do some sort of paperwork in advance with the auction company to be registered as a bidder? He says he has never attended one of these big auctions that we're talking about and would love to do so and would appreciate any advice from you, Phil.
First of all, to go to an auction, to be you must be a registered bidder to take part in the sale. The reason the companies want you to register is they're dealing with a lot of money, and they have promised the person who has consigned the vehicle to them that when we get the person out there and we say sold, we guarantee that that person has the funds to buy your car, because the auction company is on the hook to buy the car should the other person not have the money. So, yeah, you are registered, required to register. You're also required to pay a fee. And we'll tell you a little bit more about it after the break.
Perfect. Perfect segue, as they say in the radio business. And more calls around the corner and emails as well. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dinovite, he would go back to his hair loss.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dinovite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dinovite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dinovite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dinovite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here. My name is Bob Long, joined by Phil Skinner, collector car and market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And before that last hard network break, Phil, you were in the midst of answering a question, so why don't you pick up on that and then remind folks about all the cool stuff that can be found 100% free at KBB.com.
All right. Again, we were talking about registering the bid, and usually there is a registration fee. The auction company has to cover its expenses and office work, and it is not cheap to put on an auction. Everything from securing a venue to cataloging the items to making sure the vehicles have proper VIN numbers, proper titles. It takes a lot of work to make sure that these are all legal documents. So there is some cost in there. Reserve versus no reserve. When you come to auction with your car, you want to sell it. You kind of say, hey, I want at least $10,000 when I sell my car. So you might put a reserve of, say, $12,000 on the car. And once the bidding starts, if it gets close to that $10,000, you tell the auction people, they have a person called the grinder, and you tell him that, hey, reserve is lifted. They say a reserve's lifted, then the car is sold, and all you got to do is wait for the money to come in. It usually comes within a couple of weeks. Having a car at no reserve means you bring it to the sale, and no matter what it brings, it's going to be sold. And when it go to an auction, this helps me set the values for our Kelley Blue Book Collector Car Value Guide. We call it the Early Model Guide. And this is just one of the many ways we actually set values. We also work with a number of dealers, and we're always monitoring the internet to see what people are asking for their cars. And it's kind of a very, very interesting job I have. And looking at it, there are certain cars that we've seen in the last couple of years, Ferrari, Porsche, Jaguar. These cars and a few others have just continued to skyrocket. Muscle cars have been good. They're not, cheap by any means, but they also haven't seen a whole large market growth in there, and I think that's kind of plateaued for a while. They're still, like I say, not cheap. Hemi Cudas still can bring $1 million, so no bargain basements yet. And one of the early model is just one of the many products that Kelly Blue Book offers, the big thing is KBB.com. We have really transformed our company into becoming a source for when you're looking to buy a new car. It's also becoming more of a source for even used car certified pre-owned programs. We work with thousands of dealers across the country with their programs, and all of that is free to the consumer. And there's a new service, fairly new, called Roku. I believe you're on top of that, Bob. That's a TV service, and we have just started streaming all of our automotive reviews. Out here in California, the Motor Press Guild just had its Dean Bachelor Awards for Excellence in Journalism, and Kelly Blue Book's Micah Micah Mitsoff won the award for Best Video Presentation of New Vehicle. And he's done that before. And that's the type of professionals we have. We have a huge editorial staff, and every one of them is a well-known professional. Jack Nerad is our leader, and I just found out I'm officially a part of the editorial contribution group, which is really good because, you know, one of these days I'm going to learn how to write.
Very good. As we continue to take your calls and email questions here, we got a question here from Jerry. Jerry's in New Hampshire, and Jerry owns a 1977 Triumph Spitfire with very low mileage, only 17,000 original miles. It is British Racing Green in color, and he says it's in pretty decent shape. How much would that vehicle be worth today, Phil?
Well, these little British sports cars have seen a little uptick in interest in the market recently. We've seen several of them come to auction. The later ones, the 1700s, they had that bigger engine in them, very well engineered. And in today's market, you're probably looking for a nice example in the mid-teens, $14,000 to $15,000. And that's about a 30% jump in the last couple of years in their values. They've really gone up. They have that 50, you know, it sounds small, 57 horsepower, but it's pretty little peppy. And I have a couple of fond memories of those cars when they were new.
Yeah, absolutely. They were cool cars for their day. And, of course, the folks at Fiat, or FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, have announced that they're bringing back the Spider, the 124 Spider, in the not-too-distant future. It's actually going to be based on a Mazda Miata platform. Should be a good new car. I wonder if that's going to spike the prices of the old Spiders. Are there that many Spiders out there, Phil? You don't see too many on the highways and byways.
There's a reason for that. Well, these were economy sports cars. They were very reliable, easy to service, but over the years, I think people, they say, well, I've experienced the winners of a 124. Let's go try something, maybe an Alfa Romeo. What really surprises me is the Fiats were economy when they were new. They're still an economical little buy. I wasn't aware they're going to bring back the 124 nameplate, but on the Mazda Miata platform, that's a winning combination there. Another car of that same era that I'm really surprised doesn't bring more in the value market, the Alfa Romeo. They had their little 2000cc Spiders, the Duetto. They had the Graduate Edition, which was actually put out about 10 years after the movie The Graduate, but it was done to honor Dustin Hoffman's car, because that's basically what he drove in the movie Mrs. Robinson. The Graduate.
Of course.
The movie
Absolutely.
The Graduate. There it is.
And so, the FCA people have plans to bring, you know, they already have the 8C, the very expensive vehicle, up for sale here in North America. They have the 4C in both coupe and now Roadster Spider Edition. But the next Alfa Romeo new car for sale is going to be a sedan packing about 500 horsepower. So I know FCA is bringing back Alfa as a new vehicle. So let's see if that ticks up the price of the older ones.
That's right, yeah. Bring back the GTV. An Alfa Romeo, people who have ever owned an Alfa Romeo, they love them, and there's a reason for it. They're an excellent performance vehicle and excellent sports cars. The engineering is superb, and just can't go wrong with the word Alfa Romeo, in my opinion. I think that is one of the nicest cars, very well engineered. Though they haven't been here in the United States for several years, they have been very active in the collector car market.
They most certainly have. One more question here, filtering in. This one is from Colorado, and the question is about a Subaru that you don't see very. This Subaru was manufactured in the 1990s. It was kind of an attempt at a grand touring car, a little bit of a sporty car, all-wheel drive. I used to call it the window within the window car. We have a gentleman in Colorado by the name of Thomas who's interested in one of these Subaru sports cars. I'm trying to remember the exact name. Was it called the S?
The SRX?
SVX, I think it was called.
SVX, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't see too many of those around, and certainly Subarus tend to last a long time, but that was a very unusual vehicle for its era, and it had that stationary window, not unlike a DeLorean or a Lamborghini Countach, that because of the rakeness of the side window, it required a separate window within the window that actually went down, but I haven't seen one of those in a long time, Phil.
Yeah, they're occasionally you'll find them on the used car market. They never come to collector car market, to collector car auctions. In fact, Japanese cars are very poorly underrepresented at collector car sales because it's just people don't understand them yet. You'll see the occasional 240Z, maybe an early Datsun 1600. But some of the other big powerhouses in Japanese cars, yet when one appears, last year, Bonhams in Scottsdale, Arizona, they had a 1969 Toyota Corona, two-door hardtop, 11,000-mile car, unrestored, and it brought like $14,000. So people are sitting there starting to notice these little Japanese cars, because so many of them were used up when they were new. The survival on those cars is rare. And I have my brother has a Datsun 1500 wagon. Every time he shows it, it's a crowd pleaser. Just people just come around it because people remember that car from when they were new.
So true. Absolutely. Phil, look forward to many more appearances in 2016. Thank you so much, my friend, for your time here today.
Let's do it, Bob. You have a happy new year, sir.
Thank you. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.